is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The nomination of Barry Goldwater by the Republican National Convention in 1964 was the first big victory enjoyed by the modern conservative movement. As we know, he was soundly defeated in November by President Lyndon B. Johnson. But Goldwater remained the titular leader of the conservative movement until Ronald Reagan came along in the 1970s. The myth has grown up that the Goldwater ideology of the 1960s was solely a fiscal philosophy, and that moral issues only became important in politics with Ronald Reagan. That's not true. It is correct that abortion, the Equal Rights Amendment, and gay rights were not hot-button issues in the 1960s. But if you go back and read Barry Goldwater's books and speeches in the 1960s, you will see that they are firmly grounded in a moral philosophy. The social issues were very important in the origins of the conservative movement. In his famous book, The Conscience of a Conservative, Barry Goldwater said that conservative principles are derived from the truths that God has revealed about his creation. In his speech accepting the 1964 presidential nomination, Goldwater praised freedom under a government limited by the laws of nature and of nature's God. He warned that those who elevate the state and denigrate the citizen must see ultimately a world in which earthly power can be substituted for divine will. Goldwater said that this nation was founded upon the rejection of that notion and upon the acceptance of God as the author of freedom. Again and again, Goldwater warned about the moral decay of our people. The 1964 Republican platform endorsed a constitutional amendment to overturn the Supreme Court decision banning prayer in the public schools. Goldwater's greatest contribution to American politics did not lie in his impact on foreign or economic policy, but in the way he forced the moral issue onto the national agenda.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Should history be rewritten and fictionalized? For information on how you can respond to the politically correct national history standards that are sweeping our schools, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the latest on history standards. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Email, folks, how much do you get? I'm sure you get a lot. I'm sure some get more than others. I average about 200 pieces of email per day, every day. But since the blatant racist demonstrations of last week to continue through this week, I have been averaging between 500 and 600 emails per day. No exaggeration. I get two or three of them every week, naturally. Every day, calling me niggas and mayates and all them other nasty names. But most of them, 99.9%, are positive and are from Americans who are fed up, outraged, and ready to put down this racist insurrection that is upon us. I've gotten emails this last week from all 50 states. That's right. All 50 states emailed me last week. Also, the District of Columbia, Canada, Mexico, and places as far away as Iraq, Hong Kong, Australia, and I even got one from France. That's right. All from Americans, angry and inflamed with a newfound patriotism and a determination to expel this cancerous invasion from our country. Yes, folks, the backlash is in full swing, and we have many people to thank for it. We have the racists themselves. They marched in our American streets and demanded of our American government rights designated for U.S. citizens only. They carried their racist, vile, vicious signs and waved their foreign flags in our faces. They thought that they could fool us with their American flags that were passed out to them very methodically on the first day of the protest. But we didn't go for it. We knew it wasn't real. We knew that wasn't them. And they held true to their racist, anti-American code on every day thereafter, carrying the flag of their hearts. They burned our flag, folks. In Oceanside, California, they put our flag in toilets and peed on them. They removed our flag from its place of honor and hoisted theirs on flagpoles all around the country. All of this under the watchful eyes of our government representation, like Ted Killer Kennedy from Massachusetts, who put down his martini glass long enough to ask for a 100% amnesty for our enemies. Can you believe that? This idiot is rewarding us by giving them amnesty. Rewarding us for being loyal Americans by giving amnesty to our enemies, the invader. Senator Arlen Specter, a Republican, who has capitulated unbelievably with Ted Kennedy. There's also Sam Brokeback. Sam Brownback. That's it. Sam Brownback, another rotten to the core Republican who turned his back on the 80% of American people who want zero amnesty. I told you people, the Senate was a waste of time. It is a waste of a phone call. Don't bother with these idiots, these elitist pigs. Do not do it. Do not let them get your phone call. I'm telling you where you should be calling. Call the House of Representatives. That's where it counts. It's the House where our hopes lie. Tom Tancredo of the House stands firm. Virgil Gould of Virginia told them where to take their Mexican flags. And Dana Rohrabacher, I don't know what to say about this guy. This guy is totally born again hard. He is a congressman after my own heart. With harsh but fair American statements that represent 80% of us, he blasted this clown from Arizona, John McCain, and told him that he will have little support in 2008 for president if he continues talking about amnesty. Bravo, Dana. You the man. You are the man. These were good Republicans. You know me, folks. I don't take side. Republican, Democrat, I could care less as long as they talk in the talk and speak in our language, which is patriot. We're being fought by the racists, folks. We're being fought by the Senate. And we must remember to hold responsible one other entity, the media. They will print all the sob sister stories from the racists, but they will not show the racist signs. They will not concentrate on them. Latino power, Chicano power, brown power. This is our land. The border crossed us. Go back to Europe. Never been to Europe. Go back to Europe. And my favorite, Viva Aslan. All these phrases were written very professionally on top quality, expensive signs, and it makes you wonder where the money came from for those signs. It also makes you wonder why ABC, NBC, CBS have not done a story on the content of those signs and banners. That would be a perfect expose. Why are people coming to our country and spewing this filth and vile rhetoric about taking it back for a country that they ran away from? Not one word about that. None. Don't get me wrong. As vile as the signs were, we Americans love them. The internet and cable TV has picked up on the signs and done numerous stories showing the world what we have been saying for years. We have been vindicated, and that vindication will help us fight the obvious attempted takeover of America and the blatant racism from the Klan with the tan. I saw signs talking about a sleeping giant. Huh, you ain't seen no sleeping giant yet. He's awakened, but it ain't you. It's us. It's Mr. and Mrs. America. We have awakened. We have been outraged, and we are on our toes. We are at our best now because you got our backs against the wall, and we're angry. And that's when we do our best work. This is a battle, folks, of a war. There are many battles of a war, and this is just one. And one of those battles will be fought at the polls. We have been accused of being one-issue people. We, The Invasion Busters, that's who you call, folks. Who are you going to call? You call the Invasion Busters. That's us. We know that this issue touches more than one issue. It touches many issues. If you are concerned about illegal immigration, you are concerned about voting fraud. You are concerned about prisons. You are concerned about welfare. You are concerned about our schools. You are concerned about our pollution. You are concerned about our culture. You are concerned about our sovereignty as a country. All of these things and many more fall into the invasion fight, the invasion argument. And we know this. But if they want to call us one-issue people, that is fine with me. I got no problem with that. We're one-issue people. I wear it with like a badge of honor. I'm a one-issue guy. That's right. I say this to you as Americans, and I want you to listen close, and I want you to put that radio closer to you. I want you to put one hand on that radio to make sure that you get this. From today forward, we will tell them this of the illegal alien invasion. We are one people. We are one issue. We are one vote. No other issue matters until this one is fixed. We will remember in November. Any party, member of any party who votes for an amnesty or guest worker program will be voted against in all primaries and general elections. Did you hear what I said? Republicans will vote for Democrats and vice versa. We will vote for anybody, Republican, Democrat, Presbyterian, Dalmatian, anybody that speaks our language on this issue will get our vote. We will not vote party line. The guy that talks right, the guy that says no amnesty, no guest worker program, deportation, is the guy who gets the American vote. One issue, one people, one vote. No other issue matters. That's what we've got to do. Stop your debates on everything else. There's important issues, folks, but this one takes precedent right now. We are in a war, and we must fight this battle before we can move to the rest. One people, one issue, one vote. That's what we would do. Now, y'all see if I'm kidding. We'll see what happens. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. I want to welcome all the good folks listening tonight. And I want to remind you, if you have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Let me welcome all the good folks listening across the country tonight. All the good folks in Phoenix at KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix. Love you folks in Phoenix. KDWN 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. The great K-Dawn. And all you folks listening on the RBN network all across the country. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget that will get you just back what you give me. If you're nice, I'm nice. If you're nasty, I'm nasty. I will win. I have the button, plus I'm bigger than you. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And you know what, folks? Every week when I do the horriblest clown of the week, I have a problem deciding who it is. In other words, what I'm saying, it's not like I don't have anybody. I've usually got 10 or 20 that I have to pick from, and I try to pick one that's kind of different or hasn't been heard from before. But this week there was 120 that I could have picked from. They're all idiots, and I came up with this one. You're going to love it. This week we have the National Association of Black Journalists, the NABJ. Oh, man. Last week, the National Association of Black Journalists called for caution in the use of language in the midst of the ongoing invasion debate. Now, listen to this, folks. The NABJ reminded the news media that accuracy in language use is a vital component of journalism, fairness, and credibility. Let me read it again. They reminded news media that that accuracy in language use is a vital component of journalism, fairness, and credibility. There's not one American who would disagree with that. The NABJ announced its firm stand in support of its sister foundation, the NAHJ, who has made a request that newspapers, radio, and television avoid using the term illegal alien. Their reason? According to the NAHJ, the term illegal alien is inaccurate and susceptible to misinterpretation. Inaccurate. Let me see. Illegal, by law, prohibited by official rules. Alien, owing political allegiance to another country or government. Foreign. Now you tell me what is inaccurate about that. They come across the border, they're illegal. If they come across the border and they're a member of another country, they're an alien. No big deal. These idiots are twisting the American language because they're punks and they're stupid. They don't know how to read English, and now they want to take the English language and twist it to what they want it to be. The NABJ prefers the terms, are you ready for this, undocumented immigrant or economic refugee. Unbelievable. As these terms, quote, are more accurate and do not unfairly criminalize a human being, and those two terms are more acceptable by respectable journalists. Give me a break. Respectable journalists. Anybody that would twist the English language is an idiot. And you people at the NABJ are idiots. The president, Brian Monroe, said, quote, the words we use can in fact frame the debate. We all need to make sure those words are not loaded with baggage. Language does matter. If we can't be accurate, we're not doing our jobs, end quote. What could be more accurate than an illegal alien? You tell me that. At a 1994 Unity Convention, the NABJ, along with three other journalist associations, issued a joint statement of the term illegal alien. Quote, except in direct quotations, do not use the phrase illegal alien or the word alien when referring to citizens of a foreign country who have come to the U.S. with no documents. Great googly goop. You know what I mean? Such terms are considered pejorative. End quote. Good Lord. Now we got to change our language. We can't use the word gay anymore. We can't call a cripple a cripple. We can't call a blind person blind. We can't call a deaf person deaf. Now we can't call an illegal. We got to call him an economic refugee. These people are crazy. But I ask you Americans, what term are you going to use? I know which one I will use, and henceforth from today on, anybody who calls here and uses the term illegal immigrant will be checked. And I will check you instantly. We do not use the term illegal immigrant. We do not use the term undocumented immigrant. We use a term that is in our statutes of our laws of our country and have been there before there was a Star Trek. And that is the term illegal alien. And henceforth on this show, it will be said that way, and let the record so state. The NABJ is an ignorant society of PCBS people, and I'm telling you, you suck, and you do not represent me. But more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. You stink. You really stink. All this political correct beef caca, it just kills me. Good Lord. I promised phone calls tonight, folks, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go straight to the phones. Let's go to Dean, calling from Orange. But before we go to Dean, I have a question I want to put to you people out there. How do you people of this country, specifically those of you in Los Angeles, feel about a mayor who is an illegal alien confidant, who is an illegal alien representative, who is an illegal alien booster, and stands on the steps of the city hall and talks about how illegal aliens are not criminals and not illegal? How do you feel about him, and how do you feel about perhaps recalling him from office? It happened to a governor. How would you like to do it to a mayor? Let me know what you think. Let's go to Dean, calling from the city of Orange, California. Dean, what do you hear? What do you say?
First thing, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Anderson.
Yes, sir.
And to answer your question, I think he should be impeached and removed from office.
Bravo.
But I'm calling to let all your listeners know that, well, first thing, the fight should be in Congress. But also, if they feel like being more proactive, that there's going to be an illegal alien rally in the city of Orange this Friday, April 7th. And the fight is being organized to let the powers to be in Washington know that the vast majority of Americans...
Now, Dean, this is an anti-illegal alien rally.
Yeah, anti-illegal
okay.
alien
okay, got
rally.
You. Got
Sorry.
You.
I'm a little bit nervous
no
right now.
No problem, buddy. Go
but
ahead.
It's going to be held at the rally is going to be held at the Circle in Old Town Orange this Friday at 5:30 p.m. It's going to be held at the intersection of Glassell Street and Chapman and Orange. You can take the 22 freeway, exit Glassell, and head north. It's about a half mile north of the 22 freeway.
Okay, and that's at what intersection again?
It's at the intersection of Glassell and Orange. I mean, Glassell and Chapman.
And this is the protests
yes.
of illegal aliens.
Correct, sir.
I love it. Anybody
yes.
that wants to get involved with Dean and go down to this, it's a worthwhile effort. Dean, give that address, that site one more time.
The intersection is going to be at the Circle and Orange at Glassell and Chapman Streets. It's a half mile north of the 22 freeway on Glassell Street.
Okay. We hope you have a good turnout, and good luck, buddy.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling, Dean. Call me again.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Doug calling from Upland. Doug, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, my friend. I'll give this for you. There's not many more people more passionate than you on the radio, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
I want to encourage someone also. I want to encourage your listeners to be proactive. I've written congressmen and called them, and many of them just don't give a darn, Terry. And I think we can do some things directly in our communities. And one of those things we can do is call the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and turn in people who are hiring illegals.
Absolutely.
I have been calling businesses, and I'll give you a couple examples. This is the good news. I called Sears. I talked to their HR department, I think it was, and I asked them their policy about hiring illegal aliens. They absolutely checked the documents. They verified the documents through the Social Security fraud number. If they find they've hired an illegal, they get rid of the illegal alien. Sears is doing the right thing. I said, good for you. You're going to keep my business now. I called Applebee's and said, I've come to your restaurant for years. I love it, and I hope I'm going to get to continue to come there. What is your policy on hiring illegals? And a man named Jose talked, and, you know, Jose, God bless him, he's probably a good, great American citizen. He, too, said they check documents. It is corporate policy. If they find an illegal, they will fire him because they do not want to pay the fine. Terry, if we call businesses in our
wow.
community and make demands of them that they are going to lose our business if they don't do the right thing and get rid of their illegal aliens, it may change.
Sounds good, Doug. It's a good idea. Anybody can do this. I mean, it's just a phone call. You don't have to give your name or anything else. Just call them up and say, hey, do it or else. I love it.
And here's another idea. Call people who you know are hiring illegals and give them a 30-day notice and let them know, I know you're hiring illegals. I'm going to check back with you in 30 days. If you have not solved the problem, hundreds of people are going to call the ICE hotline, and they are going to turn you in.
Mm.
You have an unfair business practice against your competition. You are hurting your country. You're being unpatriotic, and we are going to make it stop.
Sounds good.
Let's be proactive
That's proactive.
Can't just do it with our representatives. It's not good enough.
That's proactive as it gets, Doug.
You bet.
All right, buddy. I appreciate that.
Keep up the fight, my friend.
Thank you, Doug. Take care, buddy. All right, let's go to Elliot calling from the city of Glendale, California. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, I agree with you 100% when you say people aren't paying attention. So I hope they're all listening tonight because we're approaching some important deadlines. If Sonny Soto, for example, were able to beat David Dreyer in the Republican primary, boy, would that send a nice loud message that these congressmen don't have a guaranteed job for life, and we can even beat an incumbent.
You've got
how nervous Dianne Feinstein would be in the general election if Sonny beats Dreyer.
You've got opposite ends of the spectrum here. You've got David Dreyer, Elliot, who's an idiot,
uh-huh.
and then you've got Sonny Sardo, who's an American, trying to fight for the rest of us out here. So what should be the choice of anybody with any sense? Well, obviously we're talking to Republicans now because this is a primary. If you Republicans out there in that district put this clown back in office again, and you deserve him. Go ahead, Elliot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, I want people to be aware of dates. Now, the primary is supposed to be June the 6th, but in reality, too many voters vote absentee. And the first voter will probably be voting on the 8th of May. That's the first Monday after 30 days prior to the general election. So if people can vote on the 8th of May, that means that Sonny's going to need some money to advertise and get his message out in April, which is this month. So it's very, very urgent that people send money immediately to Sonny Sardo, because if you wait until the end of this month, it'd probably be too late. So the most urgent thing I can think of is getting money to Sonny Sardo immediately. And even if you don't live in the district, if you live in other districts or even other states, if we get enough money to get the message out, then we can achieve what is considered the impossible. Because these politicians, if Sonny doesn't beat David Dreyer, then these incumbent politicians will say, oh, we got it made. We got that's a guaranteed basic job for life. We don't have to worry about what people think.
That's basically what they will say. You're absolutely right. I got to go, Elliot.
We've got to prove them wrong and prove that we actually can beat an incumbent. And the way to do it is to get early money out.
All right, Elliot. Thanks for the call, buddy. Good idea.
Thank you.
All right. Speaking of Sonny Sardo, we got him right here in Shadow Hills. Sonny, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm calling in tonight. Of course, we do have to beat David Dreyer. Let's all remember that on June 6th. We are having a fundraiser Tuesday night, April 4th, at the Marriott Ontario Airport Hotel there. And we're going to have George Putnam with us, the fellow who has led the fight against illegal immigration for over 30 years now. And, of course, Doug McIntyre is going to come down, and Jim Gilchrist as well. So if people would call, we have a few more tickets. The number is 1-888-55-SARDO. And we can get him in there to the dinner. Terry?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're there. Okay.
I'm going to be here for a while.
Well, you know, I read Saturday in the paper, Dana Rohrabacher said some great things against illegal immigration. And did you happen to read David Dreyer's quote?
No, I didn't.
He said, let's not have any strident rhetoric on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a mamby-pamby. We do need to defeat David Dreyer, and he is beatable, and we hope to do this on the 6th.
David Dreyer is an idiot. These are my words, not Sonny's. David Dreyer has you people out here voting for him, and I don't get it why you Republicans have put this guy in office. Okay, you want to keep a Republican in office? Fine. Well, guess what? Here's your chance to keep a Republican in office, but not the one who's been going against us, not the one who's been betraying us. David Dreyer has betrayed this country. He has voted against us 99% of the time on this issue, and now he's trying to rehabilitate himself and make himself look like a great conservative who is all for immigration reform, and he's anything but that.
Well, Terry, I have to tell you, we have walked precincts, as I told you. We've been walking every weekend from Rancho Cucamonga to Sierra Madre and everything in between, and the people in this district are ready for a change. I guarantee you they are ready for a change. So we're hoping to get that vote on June 6th.
All right, buddy, give that information one more time about your fundraiser.
It is Tuesday night, April 4th, at the Marriott Ontario Airport Hotel. We're going to have George Putnam, Doug McIntyre, Jim Gilchrist. The only guy missing is you, Terry, but I know you have another commitment. So.
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, the number is 1-888-55-SARDO. Please call.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, Sonny. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you. God bless you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. You know, folks, we were talking earlier about Antonio Villaraigosa. Here's a guy who just really doesn't get it. And he's representing himself as an American, but he's anything but. Antonio Villaraigosa is a member of a racist hate group, Mecha. He has been for years. He won't disavow himself from that group. They are a very, very anti-American racist hate group that is a separatist group. They want to be separated from this country. So we're going to start thinking in terms of maybe getting this guy out of office, or at least testing the waters and see what's going to happen. Let me know how you feel about it. Until then, I remind you, there's a lot of racism out there. It is now brown racism. Tell me they ain't racist, folks.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the founding of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present to balance the power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, that you kind of look.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Care for your kids, for example, a family of four earning up to $57,000 could qualify. Call LA Care Health Plan at 888-4-LA-KIDS. I'm Jonathan Weiss on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Man alive, RV heaven, both sides of the 405.
It's Mike Thompson's massive Orange County annual spring RV show and sale, gigantic.
Hard to believe, one RV dealer, Mike Thompson, with a show bigger than one with 15 to 20 dealers.
When Mike Thompson, one of the nation's largest RV dealers, has a show, 45 brands, 350 floor plans, and this number's unreal. Over 1,000 new and used RVs.
Every last one at a super low spring RV show price.
Like we say, how low will Mike Thompson go?
How about a new 40-foot Alpha Gold luxury diesel pusher, $44,000 discount.
How about a brand new, well-equipped 23-foot Pioneer travel trailer, $119 a month?
At this giant show, seminars, factory reps, accessory booths.
Free admission, free parking.
RV Heaven is over 1,000 new and used RVs on both sides of the 405 between Euclid and Brooklyn.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Attention, Americans. This is a call to action. Our country is in an undeclared state of national emergency. Mexico has challenged the honor, dignity, and sovereignty of our nation by letting its citizens and military cross into American soil. Standoffs between the Mexican military and our law enforcement officers have taken place. Every day, thousands of Mexicans and others come into our country illegally, disregarding our laws. Americans are murdered, raped, and victimized by illegal aliens at an estimated rate of more than 1,000 per year. On May 6th, join me, Frank George, Lupe Marino, Shannon McGauley, Missy Stebbins, and Terry Anderson in protesting George W. Bush for his unwillingness to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. Stand up for America. Join us in Crawford, Texas. Visit us on the web at areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. This is a joint project of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, the Texas Minutemen, and all patriotic Americans. George, we're coming.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. And, folks, we got a full board. I'm going to try to get to everybody. We want to hear your outrage tonight. But before we do that, let's have a word from our sponsor. Let's go to Mr. Jonathan Rose from the Capital Gold Group, safestgold.com, 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, it's a welcome and a fine evening to you, Terry. It's great. I'm glad that I'm able to, you know, get on the air with you every week. And
Jonathan, Jonathan, before you go any further, I travel a lot. I do a lot of public speaking around the country. And every city I am in now, when I turn on talk radio in that city, they're talking about gold. Every
everywhere I go, they're talking about gold going up to $600, $700, $800. Every city I'm in, I hear this discussion.
Yeah, and the reason why, I mean, right now, our U.S. trade deficit in the month of March just jumped up by $851 billion, which takes our trade deficit now to $9 trillion. This represents about $30,000 for every man, woman, and child here in the United States. But what does that really mean to us? You know, with the trade deficit going up, what does it actually mean to people who are investing their dollars in the stock market? Well, the dollars that you're investing are actually being fueled into an economy that is actually growing, it's shrinking. And as the economy shrinks in value, so does the value of the dollar. And a good example of this is a 1950s dollar. If it was in 1950, well, through the rate of inflation, that same dollar would only be worth 12.6 cents today. So the attrition of the dollar is very evident. And as it keeps decreasing year after year, you better be able to do something about it because the government won't. And one vehicle you can park your money in that isn't affected by a shrinking dollar or a war on terrorism or a trade deficit is the fact you can put your money into precious metals such as gold. I'm also recommending palladium right now, but gold is an excellent asset because it's a hedge against inflation. And it's so important to have something in your portfolio that's going to go up as the dollar continues to shrink and go down in value. And I'm sure, you know, you've been turning on the television and reading the news, Terry. There's a reason why gold is getting ready to break $600 an ounce. I told your listeners at the beginning when I first started coming on, gold will break $600 an ounce. And now we're seeing gold over $580 an ounce. And besides gold, I keep saying it, palladium is a great buy. These car manufacturers are switching over from platinum, which is very expensive, to the less expensive metal, palladium. And General Motors have transferred over BMW, Toyota. You can get in on this upswing with palladium, and you can get the safe security with gold, and you can get all this information by calling our company this evening at 1-800-510-9594. And what you'll receive is an $80 value insider's gold kit, which will show you how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices and how to protect yourself with other precious metals. 1-800-510-9594, or feel free to visit us online at www.safeasgold.com.
All right, folks, here's your chance to hedge your bets a little bit. Don't put it all in here, but put some of it in here to be safe. It's a good idea. 1-800-510-9594. That's safeasgold.com. Mr. Jonathan Rose, we will repeat that number again at the end of the show. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Straight to the phones. Let's go to Wendy, calling from L.A. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good.
A lot of things have transpired in the last 2 weeks, especially with all the demonstrations. But I thought one of the worst was when at a public high school they took down the American flag and put up a foreign flag. That's like terrorism, Terry, and I can't understand really why the authorities and the FBI actually weren't called on something like that. And where was the principal when this was all going down?
You know what, Wendy? In Colorado, they wore American flag, brought American flags in. Some kids wore them on their shirts, T-shirts with the flags on them and different things. Some kids had pins on that were flags. And the people carrying the Mexican flags got offended by that, so that the principal says, well, just to keep the fracas down and not have any problems here, what will do, nobody brings any flags. These American children were barred from bringing their flag into their classroom. Yeah. That's outrageous.
That's just that's a total example of how the New World Order manipulates, and they control the chessboard.
Yep.
And it's just, and they're trying to separate and divide us, Terry. So we definitely have to stand together on America and our beliefs and who we are. I mean, if I was to go to a foreign country, and I don't care what country it was, Terry, and take down their flag and put up mine, they'd shoot me in the streets.
And justifiably so. You know, I mean, come on. I wouldn't have a problem with you being shot down. You shouldn't do it. Well, guess what? They shouldn't be doing it here either.
No, it's a disgrace, and I wanted to bring that up. And your show was dynamite last week, and it's dynamite this week. And I hope people go out and help Sonny Sardo Tuesday night. And I heard your commercial for Texas on going to Texas. So I think it's great. I think that's what we have to do, and just do what we can.
Doing all we can, Wendy.
Yeah.
All
listen, I have Dr. Stanley Monteith coming this Thursday on April 6th. and he's going to talk about the economic tsunami, what John, your friend, just got off the phone with about the gold and the silver. So if you want to come to see Dr. Stanley Montes talk about the economic tsunami, our phone number is 818-385-4003. That's 818-385-4003, because the problem is they're going to try to crash the markets, and the gold and the silver is going to make you the difference of riding the wave out, Terry.
Oh, Dr. Stan, I know him well.
Yeah.
All right, Wendy, thanks a lot.
All right, God bless you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Victor calling from Inglewood, California. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, so little to time, so much to say, and I beg your pardon if I take a little bit of your time. I'm calling you from the suburban capital of illegality, you know, where our administrator, the city administrator, is earning $16,000 a month. Now, if you extrapolate this with what we understand the marches are costing, it's costing them $5,000. So how many marches can these people sponsor?
Wow.
Now, I am a former candidate for mayor of L.A. I ran against Villaraigosa, but of course without credit, because I was thrown out of the King Drew Medical Center and placed a lien on me for 15 years now. So you tell me if these people really have any sense of legality and, you know.
Zero, Victor.
Integrity.
Zero.
So I realize what you say. These people ought to be recalled, because when you think about this and link what Bill Clinton said today, you hear what he said? He wants for a most cost-effective health system. I hope he doesn't mean like the King Drew Medical Center.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So these people are completely disconnected, or they really, really are stuck on stupid.
I think you're right, Victor.
So the last thing I wish to say is I wish I could meet and shake a hand with the great voice of Tundler. I miss him to talk and mention about all this in the great enchilada. But anyway, if you happen to see him,
I will.
Please give him a
I will make
big
sure
hug for all of us.
I will make sure I do that, Victor.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Victor's referring naturally to George Putnam. Let's go to Cecilia calling from Gainesville, Florida. Cecilia, what do you hear? What do you say?
I've been studying this issue, and I've been vocal on it for about 10 years and, of course, shunned and demonized. I'm calling here from Florida. I'm a daughter of an immigrant. I've been aware of the violent Chicano movement since the late 60s via my professor aunt in New Mexico. But anyway, I'm aware that California for years was number one status among the 50 states for all the services government provides their people. Now sociologists rate you guys as number 49.
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah. And
that's real progress there, Cecilia.
Right. And I know this is mostly because you had 50% of the illegals for a long time. But here in Florida, U.S. citizens are being excluded from South Florida and increasingly Central Florida. They're being fired from jobs, not able to get jobs if they don't speak Spanish. South Florida is heavily Hispanic. North is the historic black-white population, but South Florida has five times the AIDS rate and the violent crime rate of North Florida. Meanwhile, Florida illegal farm workers have been promised large tracts of land to be bought for them by the Rockefeller Foundation, who also funds La Raza with the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
Cecilia, what I have to say to you is, welcome to California.
Right.
You have just moved to California by folding space. You didn't go anywhere. You stayed right there. Now you've got all the ills and all the pains and all the destruction of the state of California, and it's spreading to North and South Carolina. It's in Georgia. It is all over this country. Indiana, Illinois, everybody's feeling it now, whereas before it was just us. But you know what? Mm-hmm. That's good for us, because now more people will get involved, and that's how we're going to fix this thing. See ya. I got to go. I got a full board. I want to try to get to everybody. Thank you for calling. Thanks for staying up down there in Florida. Stay in touch. Call us again. Take care. All right. Let's go to Brad calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Good to talk to you again. I just wanted to mention Villaraigosa. He really does need to go. I mean, he needs to be recalled or beat in the next election, whatever it takes. Get him out of there. Get rid of the city council, whatever it takes to fix the city.
They aren't much better than him, if at all. But maybe that'll send a lesson to them if this guy is braced a little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally. And another thing I wanted to say, with all the recent jail riots and the demonstrations, do you feel, I hate to say this, a race war is coming?
Absolutely.
Southern California?
Yes.
Especially?
Yeah, I'm not afraid to say it. I don't advocate it, but I do predict it. It's coming. Absolutely. I don't know how the sides are going to match up, but I tell you this. I think one side is going to be all by itself, and that's this new racist Klan with a tan. I think they're going to stand on their own. They think they've got enough numbers to kill everybody in this country, but they don't. And I know people say, that's irresponsible for you to say that. No, that's what I feel from them. When I see the hatred in their faces, and there's a lot of good people who don't feel that way of that race, too. Victor, for instance, and Zoni and a lot of other people, and Lupe Moreno, who's running for office, and Frank, who's putting on the deal down there in Texas. There's a lot of Hispanics that don't feel that way, so we can't lump them all together. I'm talking about the vocal ones out here in the street, those who hate us Americans.
That's true. Yeah, I'm actually half Hispanic myself, and, you know, consider myself a patriot.
You're an American.
But,
that's
you know,
all. That's how we look at it, Brad. You're either an American or you're not. I don't care where you came from, where your ancestors came from, what race you are. It doesn't matter to me. Just be an American and act like one.
True.
Yep. Buddy, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, let's go to Bill calling from the city of Chino, California. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Terry, I tell you what I'm not doing anymore, and that is I'm not sending donations to the Republican National Committee.
Bravo. Bravo.
And I keep telling them, you know, you're not getting any money from me until the president and Congress and our government sends back the illegal aliens. So instead of what I'm, instead of sending donations to the RNC, I send it to the Terry Anderson Show.
Thank
Terry.
You, sir.
That's right. And the address is, and I'm going to say it, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California. And the zip code is 91604.
I really, really appreciate that, Bill, that unsolicited testimonial. But thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're going to get more donations from me because I tell you, if you're not mad, you're not paying attention.
That's right.
Well, I'm paying attention.
And Bill, it's an expensive proposition to stay on the radio, but people have been generous and we're going to try to keep it going. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Well, I'm
going to
work a little extra overtime for you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Chris calling from Las Vegas. Chris, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
You know, I just want to say I think some people are being very thin-skinned and reacting very viscerally to, you know, the notion that all the illegal immigration is coming from Mexico. Well, we know that very many of them are Mexican. We can also look to Central America.
That's true.
And South America for
that's
that
true.
As well.
But you know what, Chris? I didn't see many Central American flags, and most of the racist slurs I saw were Viva Mexico, Viva Aztlan. I saw many, many Mexican flags. So I think that's where people get this from.
I understand that completely. But the one thing, I think a lot of your listeners are not aware that a lot of Hispanics have fought and died, and my father-in-law was prisoner of war.
That means absolutely nothing in this discussion,
well,
Chris.
Well, no, but
were they American citizens? Hold on, Chris. Were they American citizens?
Yes, they were.
Oh, well, that means then we're not. Then we're not. Then hold on, Chris. Stop talking for a minute.
I'm listening.
Yeah, we're not talking about American Hispanics. We talk about illegal aliens. So do me a favor. We do not allow that on this show for you to lump illegal aliens and American Hispanics together. That doesn't work here, buddy.
Okay, but let me just say one thing about the illegal aliens that I've met in my travels to different cities in this country. You were mentioning how a lot of areas outside of Southern California, the traditional Hispanic base, are now suffering the ills that come along with the population that expands into those areas. Well, I would also like to point out that some of those areas have increase their economic base with the help of illegal aliens, if that's the term you prefer to use.
That's the only term we use here.
I was in Atlanta prior to the Olympics. I had a kitchen full of illegal aliens. There's the only people I can get to find a job. It was a very booming economy.
The city of Atlanta, Georgia, right now, Chris, is suffering from illegal. The welfare rates are high. The schools are disintegrating because of overpopulation. There are thousands of American construction workers in the state of Georgia who can no longer get employment. So when you tell me that they make something better, I tell you you're wrong. Maybe the first month there, the first year there, but as they bring their families and everything else, it disintegrates, and that's a fact. I gotta go, Chris. Thank you for the call. We disagree. but we were civil to one another.
All right. You have a good afternoon.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Cliff calling from Pasadena, California. Cliff, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Jerry, I know there's not much time. Hang on to your hat. Time magazine is coming out with a poll this week that states that 75% of Americans favor a guest worker program.
I've always said this, Cliff. Give me $20 in 20 minutes, I can get you a poll that says anything you want it to say.
That's right.
Yeah, don't believe that one.
I don't believe it for a second. Don't worry, I don't believe it. Now is the time. Politicians are not going to save us, Terry.
No.
Politicians aren't going to do anything but sell us down the river. Politicians are here to destroy us. Politicians are balkanizing this nation. Politicians are going to destroy this America. You and me and everybody that's here now, you have to stand up. If they put 500,000 in the streets, we have to put 5 million in the streets. If you sit down now, you've lost. They're here. They're here and they're taking it. They've already, L.A. is already gone.
Gone. History. L.A.'s history. And
L.A.'s history's gone.
And Las Vegas.
Mexico's gone.
Las Vegas, Phoenix, Atlanta are on the way.
All gone. And if you, wherever you are around this great nation, wherever you think you're safe, it's coming your way. As Davy Crockett and Sam Houston sat at the Alamo, dying and sending out help. They're coming. Help us. Nobody lifted a finger.
That's right.
Lift your fingers.
Now's the time. Gotta go, Cliff. Thanks for the call, buddy. You know, I talked to a veteran the other day, a guy from the Redondo Beach area. He lives in Compton, but he belongs to a veterans group in Redondo Beach, a gentleman named Al. And he told me the Vietnam veterans out there are outraged. Outraged. And these are black guys. Outraged over what's going on with this illegal alien situation. And I'm going to be in touch with them, and I might go out and speak to their group and see what's going on. But I'm going to tell you something. Our veterans are coming. You know what they tell me? They did not fight for this issue. Veterans, no veteran in this country fought for illegal aliens to come in here and take what we have. That's not what it was all about. It was to save America, not to save some illegal population. Let's go to Howard, calling from Van Nuys. Howard, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, Terry, God bless you. I live out in Howard Vernon's 28th, formerly great congressional district. We've had him around since I've been in school. I just want to say I wish you would get some attorney on or some lawyer would volunteer to come on so that we could know as citizens how we can enforce the laws.
And you know what Howard,
we do.
It's funny you mentioned that. I was going to put a plea on at the end of the show for a pro bono attorney. And I wish anybody out there that knows an attorney who would like to handle something for us, we've got something going here, but we need a pro bono attorney to do it. If you live in Los Angeles, so much the better, but anybody outside the state would do. So anybody knows an attorney that would do this for us free because we got a little money, get in touch with me. You can email me at
Terry,
the show.
Now, I told your screener that I would look with favor upon a limited amnesty, and he nearly fell over on the phone there. And what I would say is I do not advocate this, but if it would happen and someone would shoot Howard Berman, I would favor an amnesty that person.
Now, Howard, we can't condone any kind of violence on the air.
I would happy about
well,
it. If it
well, we can't condone any violence on the air of doing any damage to a public official. So we're going to come.
I'm not advocating. I'm just saying if someone happened to do it, I wouldn't want to see it.
All right, Howard.
If that person did it, I'd favor amnesty for that person.
Those are your words, Howard. Howard, thanks for the call,
all
buddy.
Right.
Take care. All right. Let's go to Ann, calling from Los Angeles, California. Ann, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Oh, how you doing? I want to talk about Barry Gosar.
Yes, ma'am.
Standing on the steps, welcoming those lawbreakers.
It's unbelievable.
A disgrace.
And Ann.
Upholding the law, telling them that we are a country of obedience to the law.
And he said he was one of them. I am one of you.
You know why? Because I found out on your show that when he was running for mayor, that he was a gangbanger.
Yes. He couldn't pass the bar exam. This guy was a member of MECHA, one of the most racist, vile, separatist hate groups in the country. This guy would not disavow himself from that. He was one of those kind of loudmouth activists when he was at UCLA. This guy didn't even speak Spanish 5 years ago. But now, all of a sudden, he's one of them. That's just amazing to me.
the most lawless man along
lawless.
With Carter Mahoney.
Absolutely. And thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to Mike calling from Aspen, Colorado. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Gary. I want to make a share with you an observation about Senator Arlen Specter because, I mean, he's running the show in the Judiciary Committee, and he's a... he's the guy that's deciding and profoundly affecting the future of this country. I believe he's senile. And I'll tell you what. Yeah, as you know, Arlen Specter, Finkter, was the author of the DREAM Act, which would give in-state tuition to illegal aliens. That is his baby. That is his piece of legislation, and he's been trying to cram that down for 4 years. So I was watching on C-SPAN, and Dick Durbin from Illinois is another open border pig. Said
one of the worst.
Yeah, he is.
I have a Dick Durbin story I'll tell one night. Personal story.
Please do.
Go ahead.
He says, Chairman Sinkter, is the DREAM Act incorporated in this bill? And Chairman Sinkter said, the what? And Durbin said, the DREAM Act. Chairman Sinkter said, what's that? Dick Durbin looked at him like, the DREAM Act, you idiot. It's your bill. Sinkter got this look on his face like he was lost in the woods at, you know, Golden Pond. He had no idea what the hell was going on.
Unbelievable.
What to tell about. A minute later, a staffer slid a note on his desk. He looked down and went, yes, the DREAM Act is incorporated.
Yeah. And it's your bill, sir. What an idiot. I got to go, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
Take care. Let's go to Greg calling from Vegas. Greg, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how's it going, Terry?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Not too bad. I was looking at the Mexican Supremacist marches they had over here in town. And a lot of them, they're carrying signs with white people and black people with their heads cut off. Yeah, they're like pictures, with their hands holding up and saying, "We gringos must die." And, of course, it was the N-word, must die.
Oh, yeah. I see that all the time.
The local media here in town, which is pro-illegal alien from the get-go, which is beyond me why. But, I mean, they made it. They had helicopters following every protest. They put legitimacy into it, and it's amazing. And the only thing they covered, anti-group they covered, was the National Alliance. And, I mean, I don't know why, you know, what they always resort to the neo-Nazis and try to lump us all in with them.
Unbelievable. Yep. Got to go, Greg. Thanks for the call. Hey, Greg, my best to you-know-who.
Okay.
All right, I don't want to say her name on the air. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Terry.
All right. I was referring to Greg's wife. She's a sweetheart. Sorry, folks. Tommy, Gary, Fred. Folks, the board is full. The board is full. The show is over. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. Don't forget our sponsor, SafestGold.com, the Capital Gold Group, Jonathan Rose, 1-800-510-9594. Don't forget, we're looking for a pro bono lawyer, folks, that can help us. Don't forget this week with the swings, for sale by owner, citizenship, and anti-Americans. You can read this week with the swings on our website. Don't forget Rusty Childress, the Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback in Phoenix. Go down and get your oil changed, buy a new car, used car, get your car service. He is a patriot. Go down there and use him for his services. He needs it. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, for doing the show tonight, and my producer, Les Blinkhorn, and Mel Happenfeld. And I'm going to remind you, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to remind you of our three favorite websites, naturally ours, folks, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage and maybe get Villaraigosa fired. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.